Here's our series on aging in Portland. Retired or rewired? What it's like getting old in a youth-centered city. Are you up for that challenge? We'll bring you lots of views, but you'll have to answer this question for yourself. Is Portland a good place in which to grow old? Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Allison Lindauer. She's a nationally certified nurse practitioner with a PhD in gerontological nursing and an assistant professor at OHSU's Layton Aging and Alzheimer's Disease Center here in Portland. Dr. Lindauer, welcome to KABU.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us the difference between the OHSU Brain Institute and the Layton Aging and Alzheimer's Disease Center.
Yeah, so the OHSU Brain Institute, the Oregon Brain Institute, is the umbrella term for all the neurology-based research, education, and clinical care that we provide at OHSU. The Layton Aging and Alzheimer's Disease Center is one of the entities in the OBI umbrella, if you will.
Yes, I didn't know the difference between Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Help us out there.
Yeah, so dementia is, again, using the term, it's an umbrella term, and Alzheimer's disease is a type of dementia. So if you think about it as ice cream, for example, we know there's ice cream can come in any flavor, so you can have cherry or strawberry or chocolate. So dementia is like that big term, the big ice cream term, and then there are different flavors of dementia. There's Alzheimer's disease, Lewy body disease, vascular dementia. I could go on, but those are the most common.
How common in Oregon is dementia?
We know that 63,000 Oregonians have dementia. Those are people who have been diagnosed. We don't know who else is out there. There's probably quite a few more people out there that haven't been diagnosed, so that number's actually quite bigger.
Does anyone know why this is more common among women? You say two-thirds of the Alzheimer's cases are women?
Mm-hmm. We don't know why it's more common in women. There's certainly some theories that I'm not quite familiar with, but it does point to the fact that the funding for Alzheimer's research has been fairly low over the last couple of decades. So there's a great deal that we don't know about Alzheimer's and other dementias. We have a really special team at the Layton Center. We have our neurologist, myself, a nurse practitioner. We have a neuropsychologist, and we have a social worker. And all of us try to help the families navigate this difficult course.
So these people come in, and one of them has Alzheimer's, and what do they do? What's your treatment? What are you going to tell them what do you recommend?
So the last drug that was developed for Alzheimer's disease was in 2003. And those are the class of drugs we typically use are acetylcholinesterase inhibitors. They aren't wonderful drugs. They don't cure Alzheimer's. They don't even really improve memory. The drugs are designed to slow progression so that people are more functional at the end of life. So we'll talk to families about those things. And we also refer people to the Alzheimer's Association. The Alzheimer's Association is a wonderful source of support and information to help families along this path.
ALZ, is that the website?
ALZ.org.
Well, I can just say from looking at their website, there's a wealth of information and statistics. But I didn't ask you, Doctor, what causes Alzheimer's?
Early in the 1900s, Dr. Alzheimer's had a woman as a patient, and he noticed some odd behaviors. And when she died, he looked at the cells in her brain and identified these classic amyloid plaques and tau tangles that affect how brain cells communicate.
Wait a minute. What's that word you're using, tau tangles?
It's how the proteins in the brain kill the cells that help us think clearly. So it's the plaques and the tangles that break the communication between the cells.
And what causes those things to grow or multiply or whatever they do?
We don't know for sure. Because of funding issues, we still aren't sure. There are some theories out there, but I'm probably not the best person to expand on those theories.
Okay. You were saying that there are promising areas of research. Do you expect a drug breakthrough?
We hope so. We hope that in the early, by 2020, we'll have something, but boy, it's a lot of work. We do know, however, there has been some wonderful research on exercise, and we know that people can help prevent dementia by exercising 4 to 5 times a week, and they break a sweat.
Good news.
Yeah,
good news.
It is good news.
Did you tell me that 35% of what causes Alzheimer's can be controlled?
Yes, about 35% of what causes Alzheimer's we can help. So, for example, hearing loss contributes about 9% of the risk to Alzheimer's disease. So in our clinic, we make sure that people have their hearing tested.
Is it because people get isolated because they can't hear, or is there some correlation between hearing loss and the onset of Alzheimer's?
We're not entirely sure. We do think that there's something about the isolation. And also, you know, if you can't hear something, you can't remember it. We know that people who use hearing aids, however, can reduce their risk of developing Alzheimer's. So getting your hearing checked is really important. So exercise and good sleep is also very important. People with sleep apnea have a higher risk of developing dementia. We really want to be able to treat those people early so we can protect their brains.
Let's talk about the caregiver issues. What's it like for the family of a patient with Alzheimer's?
It's a very interesting and unique experience. It tends to, as we said, be women, but I do work with a lot of men. And what I think the thing that's very hard is it's a very long commitment. People can have Alzheimer's disease for 10, 15 years, and so it's a chronic state of worry. And that chronic state of worry and burden affects the health of the caregivers and puts caregivers at risk for developing dementia themselves.
Is there some figure on the longevity of a person after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's? Is there a typical length of life after that?
It can be 2 to 10 years.
Right.
Yeah, depending on where we diagnose them. We do have people who, you know, will be diagnosed fairly early, they'll be fairly healthy, and they can live another 20 years.
But Alzheimer's itself doesn't cause death, is that right?
Technically, it can, because it gradually destroys the brain, and eventually it'll destroy the part of the brain that affects, for example, swallowing and breathing. But what typically happens is people don't die of Alzheimer's, they die with Alzheimer's. The other thing I do with caregivers at the Layton Center is we do video conferencing-based studies to see if we can support caregivers via telehealth. So caregivers are certainly welcome to give us a call to see if they're eligible for those studies. You know, there's many ways to get to the Layton Center to learn about us, but we do have one phone number that will get you whatever you need.
And what's that?
That's the 503-494-6976. And you can look us up on the web as well. It's at ohsu.edu/Alzheimer's.
Okay, now your group also does clinical trials, is
mm-hmm.
that right?
We do.
I'd like to understand how one could get into a clinical trial and what would be expected and what it might accomplish.
Yes, so people who come to us who want to be in a clinical trial soon realize that it's a very important piece of what we do at the Layton Center, but it's not always an easy path. Each clinical trial has multiple criteria that we have to abide by. We can't change the criteria because the drug companies are the ones that set it. So oftentimes a person will come in, we'll do memory testing, we'll draw blood, and then maybe after we've gone through all the criteria, we'll tell a person, yes, you're eligible, or no, you're not. If they are eligible, we will hook them up with our research assistants and research team who will make sure that they get the right drug at the right time.
You told me that the goal of the association is to cure this disease by 2020. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you think that's possible?
Frankly, I don't think we're going to find a cure. I'm hoping that we can find some type of treatment that will modify the disease.
Doctor, thanks so much for joining us on KBOO today.
A true pleasure. Thank you.
That was Dr. Alison Lindauer, Assistant Professor of Neurology at the Schools of Medicine and Nursing at OHSU. And that was the brief version of a full-length interview that you can find on our website. There's lots to know about this subject. You've been listening to our series on aging in Portland. Retired or rewired? You can listen to any episode in this series or the entire series if you go to kboo.fm and look for the show under my name, Tom Flynn. Thanks for joining us today.